The guy on the phone for a second date update today met the girl that he wants to call at a rock climbing class.
Oh, cool.
Or like a little club, I guess, that they have. I've gone to one of these rock climbing gyms before. It was very bad for me, though, because I got to the top of the little rock wall, and then I turned around and I just started crying because I couldn't get down.
Oh, that's so sad.
They had to call the firefighters to come and rescue me.
Was that cool.
It made the news. I was like the cat stuck in a tree story at the end of the news. That was the feel-good story, but I could never go back to rock climbing after that. It's just
I could see the headline. Watch this little guy get saved at the rock climbing gym.
Too traumatic for me.
Yeah.
But Ed, you're a pretty good rock climber, huh?
Yeah, I am a pretty good rock climber.
That's sexy. I'm going to tell you right off the bat that I have a thing for rock climbers.
Well, thank you, Brooke. Thank you.
Yes.
Clearly, the girl that you want to call today doesn't.
I guess not, you know?
Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, her name's Nicole, and I met her at my rock climbing gym, and she just was really cute, you know?
Is that when you put the chalk that you used for your hands and you smacked her on the butt and left a handprint?
No, well, I didn't think that we were probably at that stage yet.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I'm not allowed back into those rock climbing classes. I had a lot of fun with that.
Just how many handprints can you make?
How'd you guys initially start talking?
Well, you know, I saw her form and I thought it was pretty good, so I went up and I gave her a compliment. I told her that I thought I liked her strong hands.
Are you serious? That is not the line you used.
Yeah, I was joking, and I told her I was joking, and we laughed about it. It was great.
Okay, that's good. That's a risk. That's a risk there, and
I guess
it worked because you guys actually went out, right?
Well, I mean, kind of not really, you know? We were planning to go out, but it kind of got sidetracked.
What does that mean?
Well, so afterwards, I asked her if she wanted to have a drink after class, and she said yeah. So we were going to go out, but, you know, I was kind of smelly after class, and, you know, she had built up a workout too, so, like, we needed to shower, but my place was all on the other side of town, so she said that I could, you know, come over to her place and shower, and so we went over there.
Wow,
that's
so
nice.
She offered for you to go to her place and shower on the first time she met you?
No, not like I'm some weirdo that she's inviting over out of the blue, you know. I've seen her a few times at this club. And, you know, I just needed to get clean. It wasn't like a sexual thing at all, you know?
Okay.
I was kind of stinky, you know?
I don't know. No matter what, a girl invites me to shower with her, and to me, that's always sexual.
I don't think she said with her. I think just at her house.
Oh, that's what I heard.
I mean, it wasn't with her. We weren't in the shower together.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a shame.
So what happened? You went back to her house?
So we go back to her house, and she showers, I shower, and we're getting ready to go out, and she gets a phone call from a friend who's stranded somewhere, like at the airport or something, and she asks if she can go get her.
Did that seem like an excuse to you?
Yeah.
Well, it sounded a lot like an excuse to me. I mean, you know, I'm trying to be cool and everything, but and I say, you know, we'll just have your friend call AAA. They can come get her, you know, right? So
you
have AAA? I mean.
Well, yeah, she said her friend had a flat tire and that she was close to the airport and needed to run over there to help her out.
Yeah, I like how you're persistent, though. AAA or something. You don't need to help your friend out right now. Like, there's many services. There's lots of people who can. I'm sure somebody will be driving by and help her out. Let's go on our date right now.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know, it kind of sounded like a line.
Right.
But I, you know.
Okay, so did she go help her friend out then?
Yeah, unfortunately, she did. She said that she really had to go and that her friend really needed her help. So, you know, but she did say, can we take a rain check?
Okay.
So I thought, okay, I guess let's do that.
See, I just think that's so weird because if, like, my friend truly called me and had a flat tire, I'd be like, hey, come with me. Then we'll go out after.
But that's weird. Then you're introducing him to friends already.
No, I think she's lying. That's all I'm saying.
So did you get the rain check then?
No. I mean, like she's been MIA from the club. And no calls.
Wow.
Okay. And how many times have you tried to get a hold of her?
Four times.
And she's not showing up to any of the rock climbing stuff?
Not showing up to any of the classes.
Dude,
that's
pretty intense to get someone to change their entire activity schedule to avoid you, is what it sounds like.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm hoping that either she's really sick, I guess, or maybe like something happened at the airport and, like, they're in trouble or something, I guess.
I hope that while she was changing her friend's tire, she got hit by a car and has been in the hospital so that she's not calling me back. Not that I did something wrong. Is that what you're saying?
Well, okay, but that sounds a little bit worse than what I actually meant, you know? I mean, I don't want to get hit by a car or anything. I just don't want it to be my fault.
Okay. I'm glad you had to clarify that. That's good.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, man, hang on.